being that you're a wimp and don't want a tattoo, I thought it would be nice to advise you that when you do decide that you're not a wimp and you will get a tattoo...
I'm never getting a tattoo.
That's what I said.
Okay.
And I did last year, okay? And I'm 42 now, so... But you have to get something that has meaning to you when you do it.
Okay, what tattoo did you get?
I got a butterfly on my right shoulder.
What's the meaning behind that?
Well, my ex-boyfriend's mother, whom I am still very close with, she has COPD, which is a lung disease. And she always said that when she passes away, that she'll be my butterfly in my garden.
Aww.
So I carry her with me all the time now.
Well, that's unfair, though. I mean, that's a good example. That's a good example. But...
Oh, one for Jerry Ann.
But
there you
know
go,
what I mean?
Jerry Ann.
That's
Thank
unfair.
You.
How many...
I love the phrase tramp stamp. I actually was thinking about getting one there.
Were you?
And after you said that, I thought, oh, hell no. No, thank you. But you got to have meaning when you get a tattoo. You don't just do it because, and I hate to say this, Ms. Jerry Ann used the term, it's cool, but she does have meaning because her and her sisters did it together. I don't care what she says.
Okay.
I mean, it's a connection between the three of them at all times. They're always together. So.
All right.
Yeah, you lose.
Yeah, I'm
fine. We're still going to get you wanting a tattoo at the end of the show.
That's unfair because most people don't do this. Most people don't get a tattoo with meaning.
Well,
you know what I mean? You'd be surprised.
Huh. Yeah, you would be surprised because even the guys that get the snake or whatever, you know, you'll see the big bad skull. That's because at one point in their life, they probably thought they were big and bad.
Yeah.
But when they turn 70 and it's wrinkled up into just a bone, you know, it still has meaning.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, what do you got for us about tattoos?
Okay, I'm 16 and I have a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Did you get parental consent on that one?
Yes, I did. My mom went with me.
Okay, yeah. We don't want any illegal tattoo parlors tattooing underage people, so.
No, but I went down to Junction and got it. And, like, I like tattoos and everything, and I got one on my hip. So it's like right on your hip bone. It's not exactly, like, right on your hip.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm all for getting a tattoo. Ouch. And so, like, the whole tramp stamp, I don't like it. But, like.
You don't like the phrase, or you don't like the idea of having a tattoo on your lower back?
Well, like, I like the idea, kind of, but I don't like how they say it's always, like, a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah, it's just the phrase they use. Yeah.
I know.
I told you,
me,
like,
I know.
You're looking at, like, 30% of the female population, maybe higher, has one of those, it seems like. You see them all over the place.
Yeah.
I know.
And so you just offended, like, so many women. Jerry Ann wants to get into a cat fight with all of our female listeners.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like, some people get them back there, and, like, they're not a tramp or anything.
No, I agree with that, but
I know two people that have those, and they're not tramps.
Do you know for sure?
And you can't help but like not have that name for because the tattoo's on your back.
Yeah, that's
so. It's just crazy.
Yeah, if you get a tattoo, you need to know the kind of slang that's going to be associated with it after you get it.
Yeah,
that's important. Yeah,
like my next one, I want to get around my toe. I like want to get a toe.
That's going to hurt.
I know it's going to hurt.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. Well, like, I thought it would be bad when I got my first one, but honestly, I thought it tickled more than anything.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I didn't think it hurt at all. But, like, on your toe and, like, on the top of your foot,
ugh.
I want to, like, hide my tattoos because, like, if you go in for an interview for a job or something,
you don't
want them seeing it.
Yeah, so is that why you didn't get the Mike Tyson face tattoo thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, good move. Otherwise, you'd be all over it.